Go to transport.
Hey, Senator.
No, he hadn't been in for years.
Oh, really?
I take a message for him?
Well, who's running the place now? Who runs the place now?
His son.
His son does? Oh, you do? Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, my name's Kyle. I'm calling over here at the Bank of Cardiff. What was your name there?
My name's Ellery.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Golding there. I just wanted to follow up. A couple weeks back, we mailed out a finance offer to the business based off some work you guys did with, it looks like, Banks Corp for some equipment a couple years back. Does that sound familiar?
I have not a clue. You're with the Bank of Carter?
Cardiff, yeah. But, all right. Maybe you didn't deal with that directly there yourself. We did have you pre-approved, though, based off that relationship with them for some equipment and capital. Just wanted to touch base and see how business was going for you.
Have we financed with you before?
No.
Because I get phone calls and emails and things. It's giving me credit for $250,000, instant credit for $250,000, and most everybody I personally do business with, I do it one-on-one. Eyeball to eyeball.
Eyeball, okay. Well, that's
I get all these people from different states and different places, and I figured, you know, a bank is where you go look at them, eyeball to eyeball.
Definitely, yeah, we do that here, of course. I know you just, the reason for my phone call here today was just to follow up and see if you had any needs there. You guys staying pretty busy, though?
We're trying to.
Trying to, okay. Is that normal for you guys this time of year?
No, I mean, we're busy. It's not as busy as it was last year. But that's just the nature of the beast, you know. It just...
Definitely, yeah, I understand that one there. Seems like that's been a trend lately. You got, how many trucks you guys got running right now?
About 29,
okay, nice. Is that the same as last year, you guys?
Oh, yeah, we haven't changed anything.
Haven't changed much, okay. Well, I just didn't know if you had to, if the slowdown caused you to have less running or whatnot. All right, do you have a normal time of year you do look to bring on?
We did a lot of things last year and brought everything up to date. And we're sort of not really doing anything this year.
Okay, no worries. What about any other projects out of the ordinary, like maybe doing some renovations around the shop or anything like that?
No. Most of the time when we do that, we just take it out of our savings and do it.
Okay, so yeah, good way to do that. The reason I ask that is we did have you pre-approved for equipment and capital, working capital. Are you familiar with that?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, that's where we can really base it off of your sales and kind of like give you a certain amount of cash unsecured to use as you see fit for your business there. So I just wanted to, you know, if you had something coming up that instead of using your savings money, you know, that's nice to do since you kind of get to use it, no more having to worry about paying for anything afterwards. But, you know, if something happens a couple months down the road and you're out that money, I'd hate for that to happen. You can kind of leverage my money over here.
Right.
Okay. Well, I know you don't have anything popping up here right now, but I can shoot you over an email with my info. That way, if something pops up, we can try to earn your business.
Okay.
All right,
eGolding@goldingtransport.com.
eGolding@goldingtransport.com. Okay, what's a how do I spell your first name so I can put that in the email?
Ellery.
All right, Ellery. Well, I appreciate your time here, and if anything pops up that we can help you out with, feel free to reach out. If not, I'll touch up maybe once a year or so, check in on you guys over there.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you have a good one.